The pageantry of the Winter Olympics will take place this year close to a very bleak neighborhood. Vancouver's Skid Road is just a few blocks from the site of Friday's opening ceremony. And as NPR's Martin Costi reports, the host city has found that proximity awkward.
A 10-minute walk from the Olympic hockey arena is East Hastings Street, an area often referred to as Canada's poorest postal code. But it's not just poverty that sets this area apart. Tillman Doran lives nearby.
It's where a lot of people come to get their drugs. There's a lot of dealing around here.
Tonight, Doran is hanging out on a block where hundreds of people congregate with their shopping carts. It's an improvised open-air market. Doran says people here sell whatever they can find. One woman is offering a couple of boxes of breakfast cereal.
People are go binning and stuff like that. And,
binning
and
is what, dump, like going to dumpsters?
Dumpster diving. And you also get a lot of people that are boosting stuff out of stores, and so a lot of people are here just mainly to buy the hot goods.
Some say this is the original Skid Road. That's road in Vancouver, not row. It's the place loggers and sailors once came to burn through their pay. Having the first Skid Road is a dubious distinction that's also claimed by some other West Coast cities, such as Seattle, but they all share common traits: a port, a history of logging, and a mild climate. A generation ago, Vancouver's city fathers rebranded this neighborhood as the Downtown East Side, but even today, they continue to worry about the Skid Road image. That's abundantly clear here at the East Side Connect, a storefront set up by the city and provincial governments to tell good news stories about the neighborhood. It's a temporary installation just during the Olympics, when thousands of foreign reporters may be tempted to wander down into this neighborhood.
This is for me, right? This is for us.
This is for you. This is for you.
Michelle Clausius is with Covenant House, one of the nonprofits brought in by the government to talk to foreign reporters here. She says her organization got money from the Olympics to expand its homeless shelter, and she says the government has also been pitching in, renovating some of the neighborhood's more run-down single-room occupancy hotels.
I guess the more cynical people will say, well, you know, a lot of what the government has done has just been because of the Olympics, and even if that is the case, I'm fine with that.
Still, the government has a real reputation problem here on East Hastings. It has yet to live down its sluggish response to an epidemic of missing women in the neighborhood back in the 1980s and 90s. It took years for police to recognize that a serial killer was at work. Finally, in 2007, a man named Robert Picton was convicted of 6 of the murders. He's suspected of killing dozens more. Many people on this street knew those missing women, and the memories are still painful. But for all that grim history, this is not a particularly dangerous place. Russ Stiles plays his saxophone for Loose Change at the corner of East Hastings and Main. He's not from the neighborhood, but he's not nervous about being here either.
I mean, I wouldn't want to sleep in the alleyways at night. Somebody might try to roll you. But other than that, no, it's not dangerous here at all. It's not like America. It's safe.
Stiles says he could make more money playing just a few blocks away in the gentrified neighborhoods that'll host many of the Olympic parties, but he likes playing here, he says, because of all the characters. Martin Costi, NPR News.